Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Packers Daily here on Cheesehead TV. Sorry for the late start today. I had a family stuff that couldn't be avoided. Get me all centered up there. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Thanks so much for jumping on here late, a couple hours late. But hey, we've got fresh news to talk about with J.J. Watt hitting the street. Obviously, Packers fans are somewhat excited, judging by my Twitter feed. Look, do I think it's a possibility? Yeah. A remote one, but yeah, it's a possibility. I do think the Packers will definitely make a call. It's hard for me, though, to see JJ going anywhere other than Pittsburgh to play with his brother. Maybe he wants to come back home. Maybe someone throws a lot of money at him someplace else, but I do think it'll come down to, my hunch would be it comes down to the Packers and the Steelers. Getting a chance to play with your brother, though, that would be hard to pass up. Now, who knows? Maybe the Steelers aren't even in the market. Maybe they say thanks, but no thanks. But we'll see. And maybe the Packers say that as well. But I tell you what, he'd be a fun addition. He's clearly not the defensive player of the year that he was many years ago. He's coming off, I believe, his most unproductive season as far as just pure numbers go. But he can still be, you know, effective. You can still help your defense. The Packers, we've been talking about it. They need help up front. They need Kenny Clark to get some friends up there. And J.J. Watt would be a good friend to have. Hello, everybody. Good to see everyone in the comments. Thanks for joining. People, I love it. People still upset about the NFC Championship game. I get it, man. Tyler, thanks for the super chat. Late salt in the Kevin King draft wound when J.J. goes to Pitt. Oh, man. That's tough, Tyler. That is tough. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. The James White interest is intriguing. It makes a lot of sense. I know Eli put out yesterday that, according to a reliable source, who knows what that is, James White has interest in playing in Green Bay, which, hey, who wouldn't have interest in playing in Green Bay coming and playing with Aaron Rodgers on offense? The Packers will clearly most likely have a need for a slasher-type receiving-type back. White would certainly be able to step in that regard. Is he interested in playing for the vet minimum or something similar? Because that's how this is going to have to work, I would think. I can't imagine them laying out big money to sign a free agent running back. But we'll see. I do agree. It is intriguing. I think he would fit right in. I think it'd be a great signing. Preston, thank you for the super chat. Watt's awesome, but he's injury prone as well. Every NFL player is injury prone. And I'd also point out that he played in every single game last year. This is just what I'm saying here. J.J. Watt. Jay DeRosa. Let's fucking go, Nagler. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Texans are the joke of the NFL. Harps, you are correct. Let's see what else we got here. Will Irvin return? Jason, yeah, I believe so. We'll see how he fares coming back from injury, but I would think so. He was a non-factor against Green Bay this season. Why would people think it will improve next year? Robin, because they play more games than just one. And a big reason he was ineffective against Green Bay is because Aaron Rodgers was getting the ball out of his hands quickly and in rhythm. Gotta watch the tape. What, a Julius Peppers type signing? Similar, especially when you talk about people saying that J.J. is washed. Everyone was saying that about Peppers when he got out of Chicago. You know, oh, he's old, he's washed, all done, never going to do anything, blah, 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 on the downslide. Then he came to Green Bay and was really fucking effective and helped turn the defense around and almost get him to a Super Bowl, which they should have been in. Brandon Bostic just does his job. But, yeah, that would be a similar type of signing, I would say. Yeah, definitely. Do not ask about special teams, Brandy. I wouldn't dream of it. I wouldn't dream of asking about special teams. Got lots of super chats here. Let's go. Clay, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Daily reminder that Oren Burks is the GOAT. Wow. Going out there today, huh? Got that one. What else we got? Legless, thanks for the super chat. Watt going to Chicago will break our hearts. I can't imagine Chicago paying him. I think he would have to get paid to go to Chicago, but you never know. Matthew, thanks for the super chat. Higher probability to reach the Super Bowl with Green Bay. Wants a ring. I mean, I know the Pittsburgh Steelers flamed out towards the end of the year, but you know, they were pretty damn good at the start of the season, and I do think, you know, they get healthy, they could make a run. Now they got to get past the Chiefs, and who knows, well, who else in the AFC, but I don't think Green Bay is worlds better than Pittsburgh at this point. Although Pittsburgh does have a ton of shit to deal with the cap-wise. I mean, Packers are over the cap, but Steelers got a whole mountain of shit they got to deal with. Oh, what else we got? Hi from Canada. What's up, Patrick? You moved to Canada? You're in our hemisphere now. Well, welcome, Patrick. Thanks for joining. And thanks for stopping by Packers Daily. Luke, thanks for the super chat. I finally made it live. Just want to say I hope you and the girls have a great pizza Friday and weekend. Thank you, Luke. That's very nice of you. Yes, my girls will be here later this afternoon, and pizza night will commence. Matthew, thank you for the super chat. With Clark, Z, Gary, JJ would be way more effective. I tend to think that would help. No doubt about it. No question. Oh, no. Why are people texting me? Someone tweet Jason Wallers and tell him that I'm live. Thanks. Good job on 97.3, and glad the guys noticed you carry the G. I try, man. I try to carry the G. I try what I can. I try to do what I can. Vegas odds on JJ signing. I'm sure they're out there. I haven't seen them yet, though. Do you really see it as possible to sign JJ and re-sign Lindsley, Taylor, Lazard, Tonyan, etc.? Well, Lazard and Tonyan are restricted, so that shouldn't be tough. Lindsley is probably a goner, and it's not because of trying to sign J.J. Watt. It's just because he's going to be on a third contract, and they have lots of guys who can step in at his position. Probably not as well, but well enough that they can continue to operate on offense and not have to pay an exorbitant amount for a center. But yes, I do think it's possible they could sign J.J. I kick ass 44, thanks to the super chat. My dad was already texting me about Watt getting his hopes high, I think. That being said, who is a surprise cut this offseason? You mean for the Packers? I mean, I don't know, man. Let's see what the salary cap is first. And let's get some extensions and signings and tags placed before we start surprise cutting people. Brandy's already out on Joe Barry. I love it. I still hope we find a way to sign Lindsley. I do too. You guys know I love Corey. I love Corey so much. I think he's great, great player, great man, absolutely fantastic in the community. He's phenomenal, but I don't see it happening. Where is Elgton Jenkins more valuable, center or left guard? Good question, Tony. I'm sure that's something the Packers are going to be talking about this offseason. I would think the obvious answer would be center, but if they want to keep him at guard, I'd understand. I mean, he's been playing at an all-pro, Pro Bowl-type level. No need to kick him around if you can get a guy in there. Maybe it's Lucas Patrick. Maybe it's Hanson. Who knows? But I do think his ability there and his familiarity with the calls and things of that nature certainly gives him a leg up if they want to go that route. You would think it would be easier to find a replacement guard than a center. And we know that he can play both. So we'll see how it shakes out this offseason. Stack up the one-year ring chasers and never, ever use the phrase dream team. We'll be all good. Go Pack. Yeah, no. Don't ever, ever, ever say dream team. That's the kiss of death right there. Jennifer, good morning. How are you? Oh, wait. Oliver, thanks for the super chat. What is Nag's pizza of choice for pizza night? Have a good one. Oh, it's always just plain cheese, man. My girls don't eat anything else. I like sausage, pepperoni, mixing it up. They only ever want just cheese pizza, man. That's all it is. Extra cheese. I mean, it's that Wisconsin in them coming through. Play GM, who stays? What do you mean? I mean, that's a pretty damn broad question. Who stays? Not Lindsley, not Aaron Jones, not Jamal Williams, but probably Mercedes Lewis. There you go. Sherman doesn't seem like the type to come to Green Bay, but you never know. I'd love Richard Sherman to be a Green Bay Packer, if for only to see the reaction of some fans who have always hated him. But I'm with you. That doesn't feel like a Sherman move. But who knows? Maybe he wants to come play with Aaron Rodgers, help try and win a ring. You never know. Chad, hey Aaron, what kind of impact do you think Clark and Watt would have on each other's game? That would be a hell of a line. I agree, man. I think J.J. Watt would be just what Kenny Clark has ordered as far as not having to deal with double teams an inordinate amount of time. The ability to get guys one-on-one, both in the, you know, when it's called for rushing the passer, but even, you know, in the running game, you know, J.J. is going to command some attention. Again, we've talked about it. He's not the guy he once was, but he's still a damn formidable player. And to get, you know, any kind of attention off of Kenny, because right now, we talked about it last year, if you're an offensive coordinator and you're drawing up your protection plan for each and every one of your, you know, pass plays for the week, you're starting at Kenny Clark. Like, yes, you have to know where Z is and you're probably going to chip him, etc. But as far as your protection plan, you usually start inside out. You're going to start with Kenny and you're going to commit everything to him. And then you're going to let anybody go one-on-one with Tyler Lancaster or Dean Lowry, you know? Now you sit down as the offensive coordinator and you start with Kenny Clark and then you go, oh, wait a second, here's J.J. Watt to deal with. It just changes the equation. So, yes, very much so. Legolas, thanks for the super chat. Watt's girlfriend and wife plays soccer in Chicago. She does, and it is his wife. Thank you very much. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Sherman's locker room presence would be amazing. I very much agree. I don't know if you guys have been listening to Richard Sherman on the Chris Collinsworth podcast for Pro Football Focus, but it is flipping outstanding. I cannot recommend it enough. Richard is very, very obviously smart, knows football, blah, blah, but he's really good at kind of digging in behind the scenes in a way that really lets you kind of see the league in a different light, in a way that maybe you haven't looked at it before, in every aspect. It's just great. I love it. I can't recommend it enough. I really, really can't. Lowry has to go immediately. Immediately? Immediately. Who do they play Sunday? You just relax. They restructure his deal. He's still a good role player. You don't want to just get rid of good players. Mm-hmm. You think the Packers draft a guy like Travis Etienne or sign a cheap free agent since it seems like Jones and Williams are gone? Both, probably. I think they will draft, probably not till day three, much like they did with Jones and Williams, especially after they just spent a second-round pick on A.J. Dillon. But I do think they'll look at running back in the draft. Now, they're not going to force it. They're not going to say, we have to draft for running back. If the board falls in such a way that one becomes that makes sense, then yeah, I think they'll take one. But I also do think, yes, they'll pick over the free agent market. They're going to have to, especially if they want to keep that rotation going. And I know AJ will most likely get the lion's share of the carries and the playing time, but I got to think they'll be looking at, you know, wave 2, 3, 4 of free agency to find a running back. I love their interview with Adams. Yeah, Samuel, the Richard Sherman PFF pod with Devontae Adams was awesome. Devontae was amazing on that. Q King, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. With the reduced cap, I think there's a few surprise signings in the works. There could be. There could be. You got to think people are talking right now because, you know, usually you wait and the combine happens and that's where agents and teams start talking in earnest about what kind of moves they want to make. But with the uncertainty around the cap and with no combine in Indy this year, I have to think, and, you know, Andrew Brandt alluded to this on his Twitter feed this morning, there's no doubt that teams and agents are colluding and or tampering, illegally tampering long before the legal tampering window opens up in a couple weeks. So, yeah, I got to think there'll be some things in the works. It'll be interesting to see if it plays out. Walter, thank you for the super chat. I trust LaFleur despite losses on offense. I do too. Absolutely. It's going to be interesting to see how he adjusts on the offensive side of the ball, not only to what he expects defensive coordinators to adjust to from the 2020 tape, but also personnel-wise, like what he's going to have, what he won't have. He won't have Aaron Jones or Jamal, most likely, but he will have A.J. Dillon. He'll get Josiah DeGuara back. I think he'll have a continuing to develop Jay Sternberger. You already saw Tonyan have a career year. I think that tight end group could be a legit fun weapon for this Green Bay Packers offense. Maybe in a way it wasn't so much throughout a lot of 2020. So we'll see. What do you think the problem is with J.K. Scott's punt average? There's too many shanks, too many bad punts. That's the problem with it. iKickAss44, thanks for the super chat. Is Corey going to prepare a punter power ranking for the draft? God, I hope not. Oh, my God. They got to do something. They got to bring in some kind of competition for JK. There's no doubt about that. Sorry, but he's coming to play with his brothers. I talked about it earlier. That's the odds-on favorite in my eyes. I'd be surprised if he ends up in Green Bay, but doesn't mean we can't hope for it. Hope for the best. Hope for the best, expect the worst. My mantra. Wait, what? What is the franchise number for a running back? Could you see Goody tagging Jones? I don't remember off the top of my head, but the answer is no. Nah, not going to happen. Is Boyle back? I think so. I know there's a line of thought out there that they would let Boyle walk because they've got to give Jordan Love reps, but no, man. I hold on to Boyle and showcase him in the preseason and flip him. It is interesting, though, because most seasons, especially most off seasons, there is a dearth of available quarterback talent. But this offseason, it's going to be more quarterback movement than I think I can ever remember. So Boyle may get kind of lost in the wash yet again. But, hey, I'm telling you, man, he looked so good last summer. His second year in the system. Give him a year three in the system. I'm excited to watch him next summer. So, yeah, I think he's back. Cyril, thanks for the super chat. Will this be an ideal year to move to have more rounds 3-5 picks than normal? Not a draft question. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I think so. I think the prevailing wisdom around the league is because of the fact that there isn't a ton of hands-on experience with these players. You haven't been able to go to campuses the way you usually do. There will be no combine. You only got pro days. A lot of the games were canceled and or moved or truncated. The season was truncated, totally funky, etc. There's just very limited amounts of info on this draft class. So in so much as the draft is almost always a bit of a, you know, crapshoot, it's even more so this year. So I think having a lot of those picks later in the draft, probably giving yourself more swings at the plate, so to speak, makes a lot of sense. I couldn't process a Boyle departure at this time, please. I don't get why we wouldn't bring back Jamal. I would think money. He's been in the league 4 years now. He's earned the right to get paid. I just don't think the Packers have any interest in paying him. I don't think that's a great mystery. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. How about you eat a damn salad? Oh, good times. That's a blast from the past. I still think Tim will still be the number two QB this year because Love is not ready yet. Well, Aaron, not ready yet. It's February. You know? Let's see what happens over the offseason. Let's see how he looks if they have some kind of on-field thing for OTAs, minicamp, what have you, and then into training camp. You're always getting better. You're always getting worse. You know, we have no idea what Jordan Love looks like right now. None. Whatsoever. Only the Packers who saw him day in and day out in practice have any clue where Jordan Love is in his development. So to say he's not ready yet, we have no idea if he's ready to be the number two quarterback or not. No clue. Save our money for 23-17. Life comes at you fast. Yeah, well, that's why I keep saying he's going to have to be amiable. If you're talking about J.J. Watt, he's going to have to be amiable to taking a below-market deal. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, hell, what was the title of my video yesterday? Get Adams done, man. This is the offseason to get it done. And if you want to be proactive about it, get Jair done as well. Could help you in the salary cap situation in 21. So I'm all in on that. David, thanks for the super chat. Watt wearing the Badgers hoodie is just teasing. Was an interesting choice. Was a very noticeable, interesting choice in that video. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Guy says no thank you to G.J. Watt. Thank you, Guy. Thank you for letting us know. Guy says no thank you. All right. Do you think we will pay Aaron Jones? No. Sadly. But I get it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough hanging out, talking Packers. Again, sorry for the late arrival today. Family stuff this morning that just could not be avoided. Thank you for hanging in there, but thanks for joining me each and every day to talk Packers and things like, hey, J.J. Watt, who knows? It'd be a lot of fun. I'll tell you that. If you want, I mean, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, you can check out what we got going in the shop right now. Though, there it is. Bring him home. 99, baby. If you go to the Cheesehead TV shop, go to cheeseheadtv.com. Click on the store link. You'll find it. Lots of fun, man. The offseason is just starting. It's already crazy. I absolutely love it. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon. Go Pack Go.